Today on Gardening in a Minute, gifts for the gardener. The holidays are the perfect time to show your favorite gardener how much you care. There are wonderful gardening gifts for every price range, from just a few dollars to many hundreds, and there's something for every taste. Buy the gardener you love a complete gardening tool set, or just one or two single, high-quality items, like pruning shears with replaceable blades, or a spade, shovel, or rake. Gardening shoes, clogs, or boots are great utilitarian items for those of us who like to dig in the dirt, although your gardener would call it soil. And gloves and hats often need to be replaced. Ideas for other presents include wheelbarrows, bird feeders, bat houses, or fountains. Indulge your favorite gardener's passion with holiday gifts from the heart. For more information about gardening gifts and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IPTIS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, greenhouse watering systems. One important thing to consider when you're setting up your own greenhouse is how you water your plants. Watering by hand is one option, but greenhouse watering systems can help streamline things. One easy system is to line the potting benches with capillary mats. You simply add water to the mats, and the plants wick it up as they need it. Installing an overhead watering system is fairly simple. However, a fair amount of the water never makes it to the plant's roots. Drip irrigation systems are much more efficient at delivering water directly to the plants. They can take more time to install, since you'll need to attach enough emitters to reach every pot in your greenhouse. Add an irrigation timer, and you'll be all set. For more information about greenhouses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IPTIS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden machetes. You may think of swarthy characters like Indiana Jones when you think of machetes, but these oversized knives also make great garden tools. If you have an overgrown corner of your landscape, a machete can help you easily remove vines and semi-woody perennials from this area. A machete can be helpful when you're cutting back bananas after a freeze or lifting and dividing perennials. You can also use a machete to chop yard waste into smaller pieces, which makes it easier for the waste to decompose in your compost bin. Of course, it's always critical to use your machete safely, since its sharp blade can cause serious harm to any body parts that get in the way. As long as you keep safety in mind, you'll love having a versatile garden tool like a machete. For more information about garden tools and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bad berries. Many people grow holly so that they can use sprigs of it in their holiday decor, but just be sure to keep an eye out for any bad berries that might be lurking in your landscape. Several other plants that produce red berries have become serious pests in Florida, including Brazilian pepper, nandina, and coral ardesia. All of these are non-native invasive species, which means they spread into natural areas, crowd out native plants, and disrupt habitats. These three plants pose serious challenges for public land managers since large-scale eradication efforts are time-consuming and costly. You can help be part of the solution by removing any invasive plants you might find growing in your landscape. If you need help identifying an unknown plant, your county extension office can help. For more information about invasive plants, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, windmill palm. Now that winter's here, gardeners are thinking about what plants they'll need to cover when cold weather strikes. One plant that doesn't need protection is windmill palm. Windmill palm is one of the most cold-hardy palms available. It grows in places as far away as Canada and Scotland, but it's also a versatile and attractive choice for North and Central Florida gardens. Sometimes called Schusen palm, windmill palm has evergreen fronds and a narrow, straight trunk that looks like it's been plastered with burlap. The palm's compact shape makes it well-suited for small yards or tight spaces like courtyards. This Florida-friendly plant will grow best in partial shade, but you can plant it in full sun if you irrigate it. For more information about windmill palm and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WUFT-FM.